From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case for diplomacy and collective action when he addresses the UN General Assembly later on Monday. A White House official said Obama will point to the recently completed nuclear deal between the P5+1 and Iran as an example of what can be accomplished through international cooperation. The U.S. president also will address the conflict in Syria, calling for the need to couple military efforts against the Islamic State militant group with a commitment for a political resolution. Syria is also expected to be the focus of Obama's talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin later on Monday. Britain is preparing to send a total of up to 370 peacekeepers to aid the African Union and UN efforts in Somalia and South Sudan. Prime Minister David Cameron says that sending troops is the right thing to do morally, and it's also in Britain's self-interest.
But we will benefit if Somalia has a future free from extremism. We will benefit if South Sudan as a country can function and not drive huge numbers in terms of migrants.
He will formally announce the new troop contributions later on Monday at a UN peacekeeping conference in New York. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani will leave New York for Tehran on Monday, cutting short his visit to the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for the Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Some 169 Iranians have been confirmed dead among the 769 killed last week outside the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. More than 300 Iranians remain missing. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani have told U.S. media outlets that embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must remain in power to fight terrorism. VOA's Victor Beatty reports, however, that the United States U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power says Mr. Assad's presence actually attracts foreign fighters.
Speaking to the cable news network Sunday, Mr. Rouhani said that in driving out terrorists in Syria, we have no solution other than to strengthen the central authority of that country. In a separate interview with CBS, Mr. Putin said he supports the legitimate government of Syria. The Russian leader warned any actions to destroy it will create a situation which you can witness now in the other countries of the region, where all the state institutions are disintegrated. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, U.S. UN Ambassador Power was asked if President Obama could be comfortable with Mr. Assad remaining in office.
The challenge with Assad, in addition to the fact that he gasses his own people and uses barrel bombs and, you know, that we haven't seen a dictator like him in a very long time.
Meanwhile, Iraq says it will be sharing security and intelligence information with Russia, Iran, and Syria in the fight against the IS group. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Taliban insurgents say they've captured parts of the northern Afghanistan city of Kunduz after staging a pre-dawn attack. Local media say the militants have captured the provincial legislature building, a hospital, and other key buildings. Kasim Jangal Bakh is the local police chief. He says that all of our Afghanistan forces are fighting the enemies until the last drop of blood. Afghan officials say intense fighting is raging in Kunduz, but will not confirm Taliban claims of seizing those buildings. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says East African nations that have worked to bring a new peace agreement for South Sudan should expand their efforts to include the international community to help implement that new agreement. In addition to the situation in South Sudan, Kenyatta told VOA that his government is greatly increasing its investment in security after what he said was years of not spending enough.
At the end of the day, we all must recognize that this threat of terrorism is not a threat to Kenya, it is a threat to the world, and we must continue to work together to ensure that we are able to defeat it.
Kenyatta also discussed the scheduled November visit of Pope Francis, calling it a significant moment for Kenya. Royal Dutch Shell said Monday that for the foreseeable future, it is halting its oil drilling operations in the Arctic waters off the U.S. coast of Alaska. A company statement said an exploratory well found indications of oil and gas in the Chukchi Sea, about 240 kilometers from the town of Barrow, but not enough to continue operations. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.